Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's take a couple minutes now to hear reaction to the Trump administration announcement yesterday, reversing a 2014 Obama-era ban on so-called elephant trophies. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will now allow hunters to bring back to the U.S. remains of elephants killed in Zambia or Zimbabwe during legal hunts. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for us, so she's in the studio with us now. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Robin.
Look, elephant populations we know are threatened. That was the reason behind the Obama-era ban on trophies. Why the change?
Well, elephants are protected under the Endangered Species Act, but a big issue here, and we've discussed it before, is how do we help elephant populations? The new ruling steps right on a big fault line in the debate over saving animals. Can hunting and money associated with hunts actually help a species? So there's a provision in the Endangered Species Act that allows governments to issue permits for these imports if there's evidence that hunting benefits the conservation of the species. Permits for these big game hunts are very expensive. And the argument for allowing them is that if they're used as revenue to help local communities conserve animals. But is it?
Yeah.
So what the evidence is in general, and for these two African countries doing that, hasn't been made clear quite yet by the administration. But ABC News is reporting that officials believe that Zimbabwe has increased efforts to fight poaching and is working on improving a system that reports the financial benefits in the country to this kind of hunting. A Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman said in a statement yesterday that, quote, legal, well-regulated sport hunting as part of a sound management program can benefit the conservation of certain species by providing incentives to local communities to conserve the species and by putting much-needed revenue back into conservation.
And that's long been the argument of hunters, thousands and thousands of dollars for these permits, but not everyone agrees.
Right. There's incredible polarization, as you know, on the issue. Hunting groups and the lobbying arm of the National Rifle Association have praised the change. In fact, the first word about the ban being reversed came out of an announcement from Safari Club International. And meanwhile, animal welfare organizations and many conservation groups are vehemently opposed, and they refute the alleged benefits of killing endangered animals to save them. Wayne Pacelli, the head of the Humane Society of the United States, has already written a critical blog about the decision. And he points to the corruption of Zimbabwe in particular as a key factor, as well as poaching there, and that the elephant population of Zimbabwe has declined 6% since 2001. Overall, there's been a 30% drop in the population of savanna elephants in 18 countries in Africa during the period census from 2007 to 2014.
And of course, you say Zimbabwe, and we think of Cecil the lion killed in 2015 during that hunt that involved the American dentist.
Yes, and we'll see what people make of this change in the days ahead. Years-old images were resurfacing this morning of the president's sons, both of them, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, next to big game they had hunted in Africa, including one image of Donald Jr. holding the severed tail of a dead elephant. And further, the Washington Post points out that the shift in policies coming on the heels of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke establishing an International Wildlife Conservation Council that will advise him on increasing public awareness of conservation and, quote, the economic benefits that result from U.S. citizens traveling abroad to hunt.
Okay, so where do things change now, stand now?
A notice of the change is due to be posted on the Federal Register tomorrow. We know now that the change will apply to certain hunts that have already taken place in 2016 and then extending into next year. There are an estimated 82,000 elephants in Zimbabwe and 22,000 in Zambia. And clearly, this is not the end of the discussion or battle over this issue.
Yeah, but as you said, I mean, when we have the government, the Interior Secretary, establishing this Conservation Council, it looks as if this is the direction that the Trump administration and the U.S. wants to go in, even increasing the number of trophies that can be brought into the U.S. and increasing that kind of hunt. We'll keep an eye on this. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for Here and Now. Vicky, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.